new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Here's what people are talking about this morning. An area legend passes away. Did they read his Miranda rights? Weather, there's a chance today and tonight, but not a chance tomorrow. And one of our own is a national award winner. I just got goosebumps again. Good morning. I'm Steve Lindell. We'll get to all that and more through the hour. 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We're live on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m., and all the rest. We always try to start with the weather because it impacts everybody, and we always get it from our specialist, WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. We had showers and thunderstorms overnight. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. There is still a marginal level 1 out of 5 risk of severe weather this afternoon. Damaging wind gusts look like the biggest threat. Those storms would possibly pop between about 1 and 4 p.m. today. Otherwise, it's going to be warm again. High temperature of 74 and a low tonight of 50. A mostly clear sky by this evening. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We're going up to 75 on Thursday. But another round of showers and thunderstorms. Again, they have the chance of being severe tomorrow evening. Then an overnight low of 50. And then partly sunny, much cooler in the upper 50s. Friday, mid-50s with sunshine Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Paul Poteet for WMUN. The coldest lows I see. First thing Sunday morning. It might be 35 degrees. And then first thing on Monday morning, it might be 38. Shouldn't freeze anything. We should be fine. WMUN talks about, well, more than just Muncie, Delaware County. And this one actually is associated and connected to Muncie, Delaware County. Carl Erskine passed away yesterday. Carl Erskine, Dodger great. What a pitcher. And what a human rights leader. He did so many things that you may not be aware of behind the scenes associated with his famousness and or not. He is also the namesake or partially the namesake of Muncie's Erskine Green Training Center. He's the Erskine, the family foundation helping fund that training center in downtown Muncie. We're going to try and book somebody from the Erskine Green, now that I think about it, to talk about their thoughts as the association is built there. Our own WMUN reporter Brett Busby actually had a personal connection to the late great, and we'll get to that in just a moment. He filed a few very, very substantial news reports for us late last night.
To the rest of the world, the name Carl Erskine is probably best associated with pitching 2 no-hitters as a Brooklyn Dodger. But back in his hometown of Anderson, Carl was so much more than the baseball legend. He and his wife Betty were humble philanthropists to the community and championed the cause for Special Olympics. Madison County Coordinator for Special Olympics Bob Helfering.
I don't know anyone who was a better man than Carl Erskine. He was instrumental, of course, in Special Olympics getting started, not just our own chapter, but Special Olympics International would not be where it is today without him. And of course, our chapter in Madison County would not exist without Carl Erskine.
Carl Erskine passed away on Tuesday at the age of 97.
Now, Brett Busby reporting one of 3 reports he submitted for our news coverage this morning. Another angle to the life and times of now late Carl Erskine.
Legendary no-hitter Brooklyn Dodger Carl Erskine passed away Tuesday morning in his hometown of Anderson. Carl touched many lives in so many ways. I had a visit with a man who was not only a fellow musician, but a cherished friend of Carl's outside of the spotlight. Jeff Harden shares some of his thoughts about Carl Erskine.
To know the guy, just the person, the Anderson, Indiana boy that grew up on the west side and learned to play the harmonica and the guitar and the banjo and And Carl was as common as anybody I've ever known, such a godly man. And he lived that. He lived that life. John Gunner said one time, if Carl Erskine don't go to heaven, nobody will go to heaven.
Referring, of course, to the late John Gunner, singing sheriff and bandmate.
Brett Busby reporting another feature coming up in just a second from Brett. What I didn't know was that Brett had a personal connection to Carl Erskine. He shared that with me yesterday on the phone, Brett Busby, putting together those reports for us late last night. I knew about the harmonica, Carl Erskine. I didn't know about the guitar and the banjo. I understand the banjo is really difficult to play, too. And all of the pieces and parts of his life made and immortalized even more famous by that documentary movie that came out not that many years ago. They had the big screening at the Paramount, I think, in downtown Anderson. For our listeners that aren't nearby, Anderson is just a stone's throw from Muncie, and that particular individual was from little old Anderson and became what he was and what he still is really quite remarkable. One last feature report here from our reporter, Brett Busby.
I'm Wolf Boom reporter Brett Busby. When I first got the call Tuesday morning about the passing of Carl Erskine, my mind went coursing through the different experiences and memories that I had of Carl. I really can't recall the first time I ever met Carl Erskine, but it was in the 1980s when I was the producer for a Little Bit Country radio show in Anderson. Carl was part of a live band that came into play on Saturday mornings, and I knew about his baseball fame. I knew he was the president of a bank, but in that little radio studio, I learned Carl was a voice for many that might not otherwise be heard. He always had time for you, whether you stopped by his office to see him or ran into him at the mall, called him on the phone, or whatever the circumstances. Carl had a way of making you feel comfortable, too. Working with him on the Special Olympics concerts for years, I grew to know Carl Erskine made so much happen that he never sought recognition for. Our community is better today because Carl Erskine called it home. Carl, you'll be missed, but certainly not forgotten. Rest easy, my friend.
Brett Busby, filing the report, giving me goosebumps again about the thoughts of the life and times of the late Carl Erskine, who was 97 years young.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GA Won't Wait.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ROCKY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 321-321. That's ROCKY to 321-321.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Apparently, and this is a rumor that I'm not starting, next week in downtown Muncie, there's going to be a gator cook. If I'm reading the note correct, there will be smoked gator available at an event that I will attend. I will effort and find out specifically if that is accurate or if I'm just reading this note incorrectly. That's quite possible. Lighter side of news now. Snapshot of the day.
It's April 17th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is International Haiku Poetry Day, Japanese poetry with three lines and a 5-7-5-syllable structure. I work at Fox News. This is my haiku poem. Have a good day, all. Also today, the world's longest war ended in 1986. Known as the 335 Years War, it was between the Netherlands and the Isle of Scilly. It was a bloodless conflict without a shot ever being taken. It was 1970. Apollo 13 lands on the Earth after having never made it to the moon. An oxygen tank had failed 2 days into the mission. In 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion began. A CIA paramilitary group tried to invade Cuba to overthrow Fidel Castro. It was a failure. I'm CJ Papa. This is your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We also have a bunch of really, really great locally produced shows. One of those is on Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 9 a.m. It's Connected with Lindsay Marie. As I see on Facebook earlier this morning, we had people everywhere in our building yesterday to prepare for upcoming shows. Leslie Griffin produces that with Lindsay Marie, the host. And I don't think that's AI that I'm seeing. The pictures, they look legit. And they look like they're having fun. Next item here, our local news summary on WMUN, leading off with another Delphi development. The headline from the Lafayette Journal and Courier: police didn't advise the Delphi suspect, Richard Allen, of his rights. The defense says that. Indiana State Police and prosecutors have no proof that they advised him, Richard Allen, of his rights before questioning him. So the entire interview should be thrown out, according to the motion filed Monday by Allen's attorneys. State police interviewed Allen on October 26, 2022, regarding the killing of Delphi teenagers Libby German and Abby Williams. Later, the attorneys wrote in a summary that the state police wrote in a summary that Allen was advised of his rights and signed a waiver before being questioned. Allen, who was arrested after the interrogation, is set to go on trial in less than a month. The alleged signing of the waiver and advisement of the rights occurred before the video recording started in the interrogation room. And there's no waiver of rights document signed by Allen, according to the defense. No idea what's going to happen there. We'll certainly tell you when we know more. The rest of our local news summary airs now, airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana. And this morning, now on WMUN. When oil refineries complete their maintenance, you could reap benefits. when refueling your tank. Ryan Hedrick says what might happen.
After maintenance, refineries boost gasoline production, which lowers prices, says Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy, who adds Hoosiers can expect mid-$3 gas for much of the summer.
Of course, there are caveats, refinery outages that are unexpected, or as we get into the latter half of the summer, hurricane season can play a role as well.
DeHaan tells Wish TV that this summer shouldn't break any records when it comes to filling up your tank. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Sue seems to have trouble with the Supreme Court as it relates to abortion drugs.
The Supreme Court, on the other hand, they may study something, but they're not the experts. I think we need to leave it up to the experts of the FDA to determine the safety of drugs in this country.
I asked State Rep Democrat Arrington to explain the situation.
Well, there are two drugs that are used in combination to produce a medicine abortion, mifepristone and misoprostol. The second one, by the way, is a cancer drug, so it's used for more than one thing. But anyway, currently there are more medicine abortions done in the United States, and was the case here in Indiana, than surgical procedures.
To hear the entire conversation, go to WMUNMuncie.com from yesterday morning. Doctors have had to get creative to fight certain types of cancer. Kurt Darling has this.
Sometimes lung cancer, for example, can spread to places like the brain where it's much tougher to contain. Dr. Matthew Shepard with the Allegheny Health Network tells Wish TV, since normal radiation isn't as effective, they've developed little postage stamp-sized tiles that are implanted into the brain and have little radiation seeds in them.
You set it and you forget it because you put the radiation therapy in and then You don't have to come back to the hospital.
He says many patients that have had them so far are now cancer-free. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Madison County judge says no. Brett Busby's back again with that story.
In May of 2000, while on electronic monitoring, the Madison County prosecutor says 16-year-old Joshua Davis broke into his next-door neighbor's home and struck 13-year-old Jessica Lyons on the head with a hammer and attempted to sexually assault her. Lyons died from those injuries, and in February of 2001, Davis was sentenced to an executed sentence of 108 years. He requested post-conviction relief, and on Friday of last week, Special Judge Angela Warner Sims denied that request. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Tonight, why do so many work together for living proof? Here's Bruce Qualls.
I'd like to believe, I'll probably never know, because I doubt anyone will ever confess of, hey, I was out drinking and I was getting ready to get in my car and I remembered going through that and I decided, no, I shouldn't do that. I doubt I'll ever hear that. But if we save one life because they thought about it, we'll never know probably, but that makes it.
5 to 8 p.m. tonight only, North Parking Lot, enter door 17 at Muncie Central High School, 13 and older, it's a free event. He says inflation is only getting worse. Harrison Silcox reports.
You may have heard President Biden mention the Inflation Reduction or Fiscal Responsibility Act a time or two. Your Senator Mike Braun says those didn't actually do anything to help you.
Fancy names with one intended purpose. They pulled that off to replace more of the real economy with the unproductive side of the ledger, government spending.
Braun tells Fox Business that President Biden is using bills with names that have a nice ring to them to just spend more government funds. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
AM Radio received an audience ovation during the NAB CEO Curtis Legit's fireside chat during the NAB show Welcome in Las Vegas earlier this week, as it continues to be one of broadcasting's biggest regulatory success stories of the year, with the AM for Every Vehicle Act's passage imminent. Wolf Boom Radio President Jay Chapman testified before a congressional committee as part of the effort. As an aside, our owner was also in the awards receiving mode yesterday as WLBC received the Crystal Award for year-round community service. The legal team for Delphi murders suspect Richard Allen wants to suppress more statements made to police. Donnie Burgess reports.
Indiana State Police investigator Jerry Holman is apparently one of the men who interrogated Richard Allen in October of 2022. Allen was eventually arrested, but his attorneys now claim he was never read his rights and that Holman continued to verbally abuse him and accuse him. The attorneys claim Holman said investigators had full proof that Allen was the killer, which Allen continued to deny. His attorneys want all of the statements made then to be suppressed for the May 13th trial. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
AU, big gift. Here's WLBC's Brett Busby.
You may remember Anderson University President Dr. John Pistol speaking to us about the online cybersecurity course AU is offering.
We have some very interesting initiatives that I'll be hoping to talk about, announce a little bit later on.
Now that's helped by a $2.5 million donation from Jay and Nancy Ricker. A release says the donation will be used for student scholarships in that program. After selling their convenience stores gas stations, the Rickers have focused on philanthropy towards several organizations in Madison County. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
All right, Brett doing yeoman's work this morning for our news reporting. Appreciate you very, very much. 826 coming up next. There is an event coming up soon that is going to benefit a lot of people, not only with a dental, but a whole bunch of other health checks and screenings. We're going to hear all about that in just a moment on WMUN.
Menards has all the tools and fasteners you need to finish your home improvement project. Whether you need standard nails for general construction or specialty nails for specific applications, you'll find them here. New Fast nails are American-made with the highest quality steel and have the highest holding power of any nails. Check out our entire selection of New Fast nails in-store today and see the rest of our deals in our flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal. There are endless possibilities. My favorite? I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
And we're talking about good people coming together to do a really, really bunch of good things. We had this same interview about a year ago, I think. They're going to do it again, second annual event, and the Union Chapel is hosting this not too long from now. And Jeff Hughes, why don't you start with a good morning and a hello and tell us the dates and times and locations of what's about to transpire, if you would.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Jeff Hughes from Union Chapel. I'm the Connections Pastor. We are having our second annual free medical and dental clinic coming up on Saturday, April the 27th. It'll run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at Union Chapel over by the mall, 4622 North Broadway. This is a free one-day event for any adult who would categorize himself as underinsured or non-insured, which we probably all fit that category in some way. And so we'll have a variety of free services. It won't cost anything at all. There's also a free lunch on that day to anyone involved in the day. And we would invite anyone in our community who would like some free medical and dental care to stop by and see us on Saturday, April the 27th.
And Jeff, it's such a nice thing for you all to do, and I can just understand that the undertaking is large. Rachel Rifle is the clinic facilitator from Union Chapel, and you're going to kind of take us through the what's available for whom that day. Why don't you go there?
Yes, so we'll be offering lots of different screenings. Similar to last year, we'll have the skin cancer screening, some dental checkups and screenings, as well as podiatry or foot assessments by a podiatrist. We're going to do Ball State speech pathology is going to come back out and do some hearing screenings. And this year we are adding vision checkups and screenings and joint screenings and treatment from an orthopedic surgeon. We will be offering blood pressure checks, hemoglobin A1C checks, and cholesterol checks as well as a general health screening.
Wow, that's a lot in one day, Jeff.
We're also really excited to offer free medical and dental supplies. And so there have been many things donated by the community that will be available for free. So when someone comes in, they'll be able to select off a table anything from rubbing alcohol to peroxide to Q-tips and items there that they can use in their household for their family.
And I think I understand after the fact, if they might need to go to a doc's office for some additional care or whatever, there might be some assistance in that way too?
That is correct. This is not just a single day clinic. It is evaluations that take place and some care and treatment on the day of the clinic. But then there's a voucher system where if someone needs to go in and see the podiatrist, we will work with them to the best of our ability to help offset or completely pay for that. So we're excited about that. That's true for dental, for skin, for all of the things that will be offered that day. We want to serve our community to the best of our ability.
Union Chapel pulling this all together. Jeff Hughes, about how many attended last year the first time you did it? I forget. You probably told me, but I forgot.
We had about 50 participants last year, and okay. So we're really excited. We are set to be able to accommodate double that this year,
okay.
And so we're looking forward to it.
Do they need to make an appointment or just show up, or how does that work?
No appointment is needed. It is first come, Sign up or registration begins at 9:45 with the clinic starting at 10. And we do have vendors at the clinic as well. So different resources from our community will be there.
Okay, great. And Jeff, maybe if you could tell me, you said uninsured or underinsured folks, you don't need to bring anything with you, papers or whatever, do you?
That's correct. Okay. People can just show up. They'll register with some basic information at the door. But we're just excited to serve our community.
Okay. Anything we haven't touched on that you want to make sure we're sharing this morning?
No, we're just really excited about our second annual free medical and dental clinic, and we hope you guys can come out and join us.
All right. Rachel Rifle, thank you very much. Jeff, last words to you.
For more information, you can drop an email to info@unionchapel.com or medclinic@unionchapel.com. We've also got a Facebook page. You can search free medical and dental clinic at Union Chapel, and you can join us for more info there.
Good people doing good things. Thank you and everybody involved with this so much. It's a really nice thing that you're doing for the community.
Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. More coming in a moment. Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Does your business need a video to help promote the story behind your products or services? Hi, this is Mikey Skoglund, owner of Orange Wave Creative Media in Muncie. Studies show that people have an emotional connection with stories if they can picture themselves in that story. Our goal here at Orange Wave is to help you create an engaging video that tells your story and connects with potential customers. To get started, visit us at RideTheOrangeWave.com. We look forward to working with you.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home. From elegant to everyday options with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last for years to come. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
People in Muncie are talking about a smoked gator next week in downtown Muncie, or they will be. I think this is correct. Ivy Tech is having an event at the George and Francis Ball Building in the downtown Muncie area, and apparently, and I'm going to get some confirmation on this, they might have a chef coming to smoke a gator outside. That is advised, by the way, when you do smoke gator, to do it outside. Kevin Swain is in charge of feeding me the information. He is also a bit of a prankster and jokester, so I suppose he may have just made me say something on the air that's completely inaccurate. That is very possible. And if that is, I completely apologize. Now, always watching out for your money. To the grocery store we go.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many grocery store shoppers are fed up with high prices for food. Since the pandemic, food staples are around 25% higher. But there's lots of penny-pinching strategies you can use to lower your grocery bill, like switching to generic brands, which tend to be cheaper. If that's not your preference, do a comparison test and check out the ingredients of store brands side-by-side to name brands. You'll often see that generic provides the same quality. Use coupons. It can be time-consuming, but you can download digital coupons on your phone and apply them at checkout. Consider buying in bulk, but only if you're going to consume the food before it goes bad or you're planning to freeze it, because buying too much in bulk might end up in the trash. Making a list and checking it twice doesn't apply to just holiday shopping. Many frugal shoppers do that every time they head to the store. And consider skipping the non-perishable goods aisles and instead shop for these items at dollar stores. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
April 17th, live on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk station of Muncie. Living Proof is tonight. This is the event where they reenact a crash situation. Somebody has made a bad decision, and they are going to take you through different scenes of what transpires when, not if, that happens. It happens a lot. There's a party scene. There's a gathering. There's a scene where the crash actually has occurred outside of Muncie Central High School. You'll see that on the lawn area. And then there's even a funeral scene. Of course, there is law enforcement, court scene, all of that involved with what really transpires when you make that horrific decision to drink and drive, to do drugs and drive, to text and drive, to be impaired and drive. So from 5 to 8 p.m., tours begin every 10 minutes at Muncie Central High School. You're going to park at the north parking lot side of the building and enter door number 17. You'll see a big 17 over the door. That's where you go in. The collaborative effort by local agencies is today from 5 to 8 p.m. If you know somebody, talking to moms and dads of maybe teenage younger drivers, that needs to be scared straight, as it were, send them. This is for 13 and over. The younger kids need to be accompanied by an adult, and please be respectful of the tour guides and all of the workers and volunteers there at the event. Thanks to the Knights of Columbus, the Delaware County Prevention Council, and one of our stations, of all of our stations, supporting it, including WMUN. 8:42 in a moment, a national award. We found out yesterday, I guess it was early afternoon. I'll tell you that in just a moment for one of our stations. Before that, though, Howie is trying to watch it all, if he can keep up with it all.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Donald Trump wants more media coverage of his hush money trial. It's already at saturation levels. CNN, quoting sources, is saying Trump really wants his surrogates out there defending him. But meanwhile, the trial has become part of the campaign. Trump speaks to the media before, during, and after. And yesterday, while I was live on the air on Special Report, Trump went to a bodega in Harlem where the owner stabbed an ex-con to death in self-defense and was initially charged with murder. So Trump is dominating the narratives around the trial. Meanwhile, seven jurors were picked. A lot of others were found to have had social media anti-Trump messages, and they were knocked off by the Trump side. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we're the talk radio of Muncie. And this radio station was a finalist in the National Radio Awards called the Crystal Awards. Being a finalist was something in and of itself. This is still a brand new radio effort. We just kind of started doing this, and we are growing our programming. And very much welcome your suggestions still and always. Who you think we should talk to, have on as a guest, or maybe a host or a show or a topic. Maybe there's a subject that you'd like us to look into or whatever. Just drop us an email whenever you want, WMUN@woofboom.com, WMUN@woofboom.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail message. We might use you on the air. That number is 289-6397, 289-6397. I am reading now from a press release entitled WLBC-FM wins an NAB Crystal Radio Award for commitment to community service. One of our two stations that were finalists found out yesterday that WLBC wins in that award competition. One of only 10 in the entire country is in your midst, folks. It's right here in Muncie, Indiana. Let me read from the press release. Muncie's most listened to radio station, WLBC, was selected as a winner in the 37th annual National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Radio Award. The award recognizes radio stations nationwide for their exceptional year-round commitment to community service. First quote in the press release comes from Kim Morris, WLBC Midday Show host, quoting, "There was an established, impressive culture of service when I arrived at WLBC in the 90s. Our radio family strives daily to build on that, actively seeking new, innovative ways to connect and lift our community. We are incredibly proud to serve others," unquote. That's Kim Morris, Midday host on WLBC. Continuing, Crystal stations are chosen by a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relation firms. I'm quoted in this press release as saying WLBC has been a finalist for the coveted award before, and having two of our radio stations, WMUN as well, considered this year was even more gratifying. The hard work affirmed by this award is deserved and appreciated. Those are my words in the press release. WLBC was twice recognized as a finalist before this year. There's a quote here from Lindsay Stafford, general sales manager who attended the Crystal Awards. Our owner, Jay Chapman, was there too in Las Vegas, quoting, "I gladly accepted on behalf of all of our team at the NAB show. All of us at Woof Boom Radio believe the importance of our community service. Understanding what our communities need and how we can be involved is always the first step in our vision here at Woof Boom. I'm proud to be a part of this family." Again, the words of Lindsay Stafford, general sales manager. The press release continues, WMUN, Woof Boom's newest radio station and sister station to WLBC, was chosen as a finalist this year. 50 radio stations are chosen as finalists nationwide, and from those finalists, only 10 are selected as winners. Wow. That is something, and we're very proud. WMUN is on the radio at almost 8:48. Next item now, those that serve with better education coming soon for their kiddos.
Securing America.
Perhaps actually securing the future. Come this fall, the Department of Defense Education Activity has announced the implementation of universal pre-kindergarten in 80 locations. It's the first phase of a plan to enhance early childhood education within the Defense Department's education system. The second and third phases will include opening 10 more schools. A PSA for the program.
Pre-K students will engage in age-appropriate, play-based curriculum and instruction, learning social, emotional, and friendship skills, as well as sharing, responsibility, foundational academics, and life skills.
This military mom saying,
"We have a place that we know we can send our kids, and they're gonna be safe, they're gonna be learning, they're gonna be creating that sense of community."
It's a full-day program and is expected to have similar enrollment as the current regular kindergarten program. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On WMUN, people are continually talking about Caitlin Clark, as you would imagine, the Indiana Fever taking her as the first pick overall in the WNBA draft. People are talking about the money part of it, too. Her salary for her first year with the Fever, the annual salary, will be $76,535. Now, for a professional athlete, many maybe are saying, whoa, that's all? It's a lot of money to a lot of people. But as a professional athlete, you hear some really, really big numbers with those kinds of people, right? Don't feel too badly, though, for Caitlin Clark. She does have endorsements already, according to the Indy Star: Gatorade, Nike, Panini, State Farm, and Xfinity. And by the multiple endorsements with her, thanks to NIL, name, image, and likeness, while she was a college player, a valuation of those endorsements alone goes to $3.2 million. Wow. Source on that is on3.com. She'll probably get a little more cash as a professional athlete, and I'm sure that she has some really good people looking out for her, and we're proud of her and excited, too. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing for Indiana's professional women's basketball team to have that in their back pocket. By the way, the season begins pretty soon. Hold on a second. I've got that right here, too. Stand by. Flipping through. The schedule is here. The home season for the Indiana Fever begins May 10 already. That's a preseason game featuring Atlanta in town. And then there's May 16, May 20, May 28, and May 30. Those are the games in May to start the season with the new Caitlin Clark as a professional player right in their midst, in your midst. And hopefully you can and will go to support the efforts that are following there. Next up here, an NBAer doing good.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An NBA player who was there for his old high school coach makes today's Dean's List. Mitchell Robinson plays for the New York Knicks. Butch Stockton, his former coach in Louisiana, made a huge impact on Mitchell's life and career. And now Mitchell is helping Butch in a time of need. Butch lost his wife, who was very ill and in the hospital. Mitch would visit her every day while she was there, and when she died, he was heartbroken too. She and Butch were like family to him. At the funeral, Mitch invited Butch to come live with him in New York and watch him play basketball with the Knicks to help him get through the grief and pain of losing his wife. Butch took him up on the offer, and they've been roommates since the start of the season. Butch was able to tell the story of how his former student helped him get through the worst days of his life. And it's stories like this one that continue to bring us all faith that there is indeed so much goodness in the world. Janice Dean, Fox News.
WMUN word of the day. I almost forgot to do it. Puissant. Without his bravery in battle, the American army would never have been able to defeat the puissant forces of the British army. Definition of great force and vigor, strong, powerful. Use that in a word today, why don't you? Mom's doing the crossword at the kitchen table right now, drinking her coffee. Hi, Mom. I doubt that that one's going to come up. I don't know. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does. She's really good at those, by the way. My mama. Final item here. We have always supported at WMUN and the rest of our Woof Boom radio stations April Child Abuse Prevention Month. Brett Busby has done some great reporting on that already, some Madison County angles to the story. And I guess Thursday they held their Evening of Remembrance, featuring remarks for some of those involved in responding to child abuse locally. Unfortunately, it happens far more often than you might even realize or believe, but it certainly does. Our law enforcement and public safety personnel and a lot of others certainly are aware and help mitigate and heal whenever possible for kids that are in a position that they just don't deserve to be in. If you ever suspect child abuse or neglect, you must call the Child Abuse and Neglect Hotline, 800-800-5556, 800-800-5556. And that will conclude our Today program. We do this every morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's streamed like every other radio station on the face of the planet is And then the podcast goes flying out, too. You can recall the yesterday interviews or any of the previous interviews, chronological order on WMUNMuncie.com, as posted by my producer, Emily Guffey, in the Axia Command Center for me again this morning. We'll be back again tomorrow and every day. Please make us a habit and routine and tell a friend about this station. We continue to strive and make efforts to do even more and get even better on the new WMUN.